Earlier in the program, I asked you to say the words out loud, money, abundance, success, to see what kind of a vibration you got about those words. They're very, very important, and just the terms or words can make us tense, stressed out, or restricted. And whenever we have restriction like that, we are resisting what we want, and we can't raise our vibration. So many of you know there's a whole program I did called The Energy of Money about healing your relationship with money, and that would be great for you to also listen to. But right now what we're going to do is some more specific tapping about the word money and cellular memories that you have to block it and subconscious programming that you have that is blocking just the word and term and the physical piece of money. That's very, very important, okay? So think about money now, and what does that feel like to you? Do you feel tense in your body? How does it feel to think about money? Say out loud, I have cellular memories that are blocking my ability to attract money. How does that feel? Probably quite true. See if you can get it on the 0 to 10 point scale. I have cellular memories that block my ability to attract money. Now, these cellular memories could be from 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, a past life. They could be from anywhere. But if we don't clear the chaos and conflict around money itself, it can't come into your life. Or if it does, you don't treat it well, or you resent it, or you hate people who have it. Or when someone offers it to you, you reject it. I always say to people, if you're not in alignment with money, I could give you a check for $1 million and you'll lose it on the way to the bank because you're not in congruence or alignment with accepting and receiving the flow of money coming in and out. So see if you can get a number about the tension, about what does it make you feel when you say, I have cellular memories that block my ability to attract money? See what you get on that. See if you can write down a number, and we'll do some tapping to clear basically all the chaos and energetic electrical impulses around the word money that make you uptight and tense. When you're uptight and restricted, you can't attract. Very, very important. Karate chop point. Even though I have cellular memories that block my ability to attract money, I deeply and profoundly accept all of me. Even though I know I have cellular memories that block my ability to attract money, I choose to attract and allow money into my life now. Even though some old cellular memories have been blocking my ability to attract money in my life, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Eyebrow. I was just processing the memories that I was given. Side of the eye. I was just using cellular memories around money. Under the eye. I didn't know better. Under the nose, of course I have cellular memories in my subconscious mind that block money. Chin, it makes so much sense to me. Collarbone, of course I have cellular memories that block money. Under the arm, this subconscious programming has been blocking money from being drawn into my life. Top of the head, these old cellular memories about money have been blocking my ability to attract it. Eyebrow, but money is just a vibration. Side of the eye, but it became such a loaded topic. Under the eye, money is just cash. Under the nose, money is just energy. Chin, why am I chasing it so much? Collarbone, I wonder if that's my mother or my father. Under the arm, I wonder how I really feel about money. Top of the head, I wonder what my true feelings about money really are. Let's go back to the eyebrow. I wonder what my true feelings about money really are. Side of the eye, what are my true feelings about money? Under the eye, what do I really feel about money? Under the nose, these old memories about resentment. Chin, these cellular memories that have guilt in them. Collarbone, all this family guilt about money. Under the arm, all this family guilt about money. Top of the head, no wonder I push it away from me. Take a breath. Okay, that's a critical feeling that many people have around money. So if you let yourself earn $50,000 a year, can you let yourself earn and allow yourself to earn $100,000 a year or $250,000 a year without feeling guilty? Wherever it comes from, that's a biggie. Guilt and anxiety are often the two biggest feelings, emotions around money. That and trauma, that something happened around money. So go back to the eyebrow and say, well, first say out loud, I feel guilty about earning money. Does that have any truth to it? I feel guilty about earning so much money. So here you are picturing earning more money and doing all your exercises to imagine yourself with this money in abundance. If you feel guilty, that will block it. It's a cellular pattern and program that will contradict your desire. So your desire may be a 10, maybe off the charts, but your guilt will dampen it immediately. So see if you can measure the guilt. This guilt around money. My guilt around attracting money. Let's go back to the karate chop, actually. Karate chop point. Even though I have a lot of guilt around attracting abundance, I deeply and completely accept myself anyway. Even though I know I have guilt in my cellular memories around attracting money, I accept who I am no matter what. Even though the thought of attracting as much money as I want brings up lots of guilt for me, I choose to feel calm about it anyway. Then go to the eyebrow point. All this guilt about attracting money. Side of the eye, I wonder where it comes from. Under the eye, this subconscious programming that says I should be guilty. Under the nose, it doesn't matter where it comes from. Chin, it's obvious I have subconscious programming around guilt and money. Collarbone, all this guilt about attracting success and abundance. Under the arm, all this guilt about attracting success and abundance. Top of the head, these old programs about guilt and money and guilt. Eyebrow, I choose to feel calm and peaceful now that money is easy to attract and allow in my life. Side of the eye, I choose to feel calm and peaceful as I allow money into my life. Under the eye, I have so many things I want to do with all that money. Under the nose, it feels good to release the subconscious guilt program. Chin, it feels so calming to let go of the subconscious guilt about money. Collarbone, it's about time I let go of that old guilt about money. Under the arm, these cellular memories of guilt about money. Top of the head, I knew what they were used for and I'm letting them go. Good. Take a deep breath. great. Measure the guilt again. That idea of attracting all the money that you want and all that you want to do with it. How does the guilt feel now? You may need to return to this tapping sequence and do it again. But remember, my primary point is you will not be in alignment or congruence if you feel guilty about attracting a lot of money. You will automatically negate your desire, even if your desire is a 10++++. So we need to release these subconscious cellular memories and programs that tell us, no, we're not allowed to, we shouldn't, we're not supposed to, it's not fair to others. Whatever the programming is, we can release it with the tapping so that we're in alignment and congruent with the amounts of money and the abundance and the success that you want. And it's fine if you want to include talking about the charities you're going to give to. Wonderful. That's an excellent way to know that your money is flowing in, flowing out to projects and charities. Even more flows in. Of course it flows out to taxes and expenses, and then more flows in. When you get the rhythm of money flowing in and out, money flows in and out. The problem is many people want money to flow in and then they want to hold on to it and be really uptight about it. And once again, that is an energy and a feeling that blocks the flow and blocks your ability to attract it. It is a cellular memory and a program of sorts. So that's what we're doing with the tapping, releasing, letting go, so that we're so clean and ready to receive all the money and success and abundance and happiness and joy that is available and ready for us.